There are many different strategies that educators could use to assess the integrity of a program they are implementing. One immediate thing to consider is that in an instructional or intervention program that is being used, has the developer or the researcher provided a protocol that can be readily used and implemented or adapted for purposes of integrity assessment? And many programs actually have integrity measures that accompany the program. Beyond that, there are many different formats of assessment that people can use. One is observation. One could have a colleague observe the educator implementing the program. That observational data could be used to actually provide feedback about implementation fidelity. Another way is that the educator might self-monitor the process of implementation. The assessment would be direct in as much as they would check off the intervention components at the time the program is being implemented. So that is a very useful strategy to use, and often the reactivity of self-recording can actually promote and cause positive fidelity. If you want to do something that's a little bit more indirect, creating and monitoring a checklist subsequent to or at a time removed from the actual implementation could be completed. So people might complete a little checklist of the elements of the intervention program and reflect back on what they did during that process. So those are some of the more common examples of how treatment fidelity or integrity can actually be monitored. And certainly one should have as an overarching concern, what is practical? What can you do within the confines of time and resources and the logistics of monitoring integrity?